This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey, everybody. I'm back, and I'm Ben.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are sitting in Glenbrook. Is this California or Nevada?
Nevada.
This is Nevada.
Do you say Nevada or Nevada?
Nevada.
Oh, I say Nevada.
What do you think?
Wrong? We have an audience here being like, ew. Yeah, okay, Nevada it is from now on.
If you hear some background noise today, we actually are sitting in a house on the lake because Ashley and Jared were kind enough to fly out to Lake Tahoe to watch me play in the American Century Championship.
I'm sorry, what am I?
Well, Amy is here, too.
Amy's provided the locales.
Yeah. So
thank you.
We have a group of people that came out. We're all kind of just relaxing and hanging out in the house tonight because the championship just got done.
Poor Ben is, like, exhausted.
I'm actually tired.
He's, like, rubbing his face. Mm-hmm. He's just so mellow. The dude has been up, what is it, like 5:30, 6 in the morning?
This is the craziest event. So anybody out there listening, we've talked about it, I think, prepping for the tournament a couple times, but this is a big deal to me. And it's a celebrity golf tournament. There's 93 celebrities in Lake that come out to Lake Tahoe. And we play 5 days of golf, three of which are tournament play. The first tee times are about 7 o'clock in the morning. And so you want to get to the course around at least 6 o'clock to start eating breakfast, stretching, hitting golf balls. So for the last 5 days, I've been
stretch.
Yeah.
Why does stretching help golf? I'm sorry. I'm such a novice.
Because
he's looking at me, hating me right now.
It's an athletic sport.
Yeah.
You have to get your hips loose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's big for your back. You want to get your arms loose. If you want to get twerk through the ball.
Twerked?
Like twerk, like if you like, you know, like when you move your hips,
yeah,
like really fast.
Is that the faster actual like word that people use that now they use in urban terms?
Like twerking?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I twerk my golf ball.
No way.
What my golf? Yeah. My golf swing has a lot of twerk in it. Right.
Cool.
And so, yeah, we get there early and there's everybody at this tournament ranging from, you know, Steph Curry is a huge draw. Aaron Rodgers, Tony Romo won the tournament today.
Oh, he did.
Charles Barkley.
Jared and I saw him getting his ball like, you know, in the sand or whatever the other day. And he did a really great shot out of it. And he was classic Tony Romo, just like cheesing, like his arm up.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm watching football right now.
It really is. And this is what he lives in. So he's actually flying out tonight to Wisconsin to play 36 more holes of golf tomorrow for a tournament. The guy loves golf now.
It's like the ultimate retirement sport.
Yeah. And he's 36, good at
37. So yeah, retiree.
I understand now why he retired. So there's just a ton of athletes out here.
Did you say your parents?
Yeah. My dad, caddied for me this afternoon.
Sweet.
My mom walked the course every day. We had a great time and, I got to play, I think, so my first group was Tim Simons from Veep. He's cool. Jonah and V.
Okay.
Miles Teller, who I think
like, he's an up and coming actor. He's not even up and coming, but he's like a future Oscar winner.
Yeah, I mean he's like I think he's 31 years old. Yeah. I think in our generation he'd be one of the up and coming best new
Miles
actors.
Teller?
Yeah,
is going to be in the new Top
Gun.
He's
going to be the new Top Gun, which is huge. I cannot believe they're not recreating it. It's Top Gun 2.
Yeah, so we were talking about today. They start filming in September.
Too cool.
You know, the cool part about Top Gun, and for anybody out there listening, they don't use a green screen. So he's taking flight lessons starting next month, he was telling me, to get used to the G-force because he's actually going to be flying in the plane while they're filming.
Oh.
Like, this is all going to be real. So I'm pumped to watch it. And then Sean Payton, the coach of the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, I've always loved Sean Payton.
He's a great guy.
I have no idea why.
Yeah.
I thought he's, like, the cutest. I think he's cute.
Yeah. He's a good-looking man.
Yeah.
He looks good. And so we got to play golf. And then Jim McMahon and Jared Allen.
Apparently, Jim McMahon, you guys, you may not know who he was. I didn't know who he was. Mm-hmm. He was a quarterback for the Bears back in the 80s, and we're watching, and Jared is like, that's Jim McMahon. He's a maniac. I go, why is he a maniac? And then he shared a couple stories. My dad, when I told him about you playing with Jim McMahon, was like, oh, yeah, one time he stabbed his eye with a fork.
Oh, I don't know this. No.
Yeah, but you have a great story.
I love Jim McMahon. I think he was the nicest, friendliest man to me. But he has a crazy funny story that a few years ago at this tournament, he pooped his pants. on the 16th hole.
That's not an expression, guys.
Like, but no, he actually did. And this is the funniest part. Yeah, in white pants. But the best part about this story is that he has so much confidence and he just like doesn't care that he went out and jumped in the Lake Tahoe on national television to clean himself up.
Yeah. And he like
in the middle of the golf tournament,
he barely even hid this from people. He's like, "No, everything was great today until I shit my pants."
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. He doesn't care.
Oh, I'm sorry. Beep beep.
Yeah.
This one's rated PG-13.
But Jim McMahon was incredible. Jared Allen, I just got to play with some great guys. But then the whole tournament is full of a bunch of retired athletes and celebrities that want to come out and hang out, play golf, compete against each other again. So. This was a great event. Thank you, American Century, for inviting me. I hope to come back next year.
Yeah, I hope you do, too. All the girls are freaking out over Ben out on the golf course. And you met Garrett today?
Yeah.
At the tournament?
So listen to this. So the hole 17 at the American Century Championship has about 1,000 people that kind of line up the beach in their pontoons. It's a big party. Loud music. Yeah, it's wild. It's a big, big party. So I tee off, and all of a sudden this guy yells, "Ben! Ben," and so I look back, and he's a good-looking fella, and I'm like, he's like, "Hey, you know me?"
No.
And I was like, "I don't know you at all. I don't think I do." And so then he's like, no, you know who I am." And he had sunglasses on and a hat, so I really don't know how Garrett thought I knew who he was. But then
why didn't he say, "Ben, it's me, Garrett, Rebecca season"?
Yeah, yeah. But then he goes, "Hey, it's me, Garrett." And I go, "Oh." And so I went out and we took a picture together. I talked to him, exchanged numbers. I haven't got to talk to him yet. Wow. But he came for the tournament because he saw that I had posted him out here.
No
and he lives
way.
In Reno. So we, you know, it was awesome to see him. We got to hang out for just a quick bit. But I will definitely be giving him a call just to catch up on life.
His number? Yeah.
I have his number. It's a big deal that I have Garrett's number. And as we know, Garrett is still around.
In the running. Coming.
So America's. So later on the podcast, we have a spoiler alert. Okay? So everybody out there listening, you can't yell at us this time. This is a spoiler alert. We're going to have the contestant that got kicked off tonight's episode of The Bachelorette. It's a big land for us. This is a big interview.
Yeah.
We got a lot to break down with this guy.
I know.
It's going to be crazy.
There's a lot of subjects to brush with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of questions. Okay, so here's my question for you, Ashley.
Okay. Yeah.
Another spoiler, Garrett's still around.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right? so if he's either going to end up with Becca, and if, say, he doesn't, do you see him being the next Bachelor? Out of these four guys, in order, let's rank who could be the next guy.
Okay, so I think Colton might be the front runner.
Mm.
I think that
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I feel like girls are the most into him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like very boy band, you know? Like, he's very approachable, cute.
Yeah, okay.
He's not intimidating man, you know? He's not like a Garrett, where Garrett's like full-grown man.
Mm.
I feel like if Garrett were to become the next Bachelor, he, especially after seeing his hometown, he would be like the next Chris Soules. You know, they did a little farming.
Mm-hmm.
He just seems very, as Becca said, like a salt of the earth type guy, like in a total Americana season.
Yeah,
I could see him being a good Bachelor for like that reason. I think America loves like an all-American man.
Yeah, well, they're all-American men because they're from Colorado.
That's true.
You know, there's a lot of good people
See,
from
what
Colorado.
Is that? What is that about, like, the charm, the Americana charm
that grit.
Comes from being a resident of Colorado?
I don't really know. I mean, I think it's just your grit and determination to make it through, you know.
To make it through all the snow.
Make it through all the snow.
And up the mountains.
So, after coming into this week's episode, we have Garrett, Jason, who I think he has a shot at this.
You think he has a shot of being Becca's man or being the next Bachelor?
Well, obviously, I think he has a shot of being Becca's man. But if he doesn't, I think if we're saying that all these guys somehow get kicked off, like clean slate, Becca doesn't like any of them, I think Jason might be it.
Yeah. Okay, so Jason's not a warm and fuzzy type guy.
No.
He's not super vocal, but he has the swag, which the other guys don't really have.
Mm-hmm.
He is just kind of like that cool guy who you feel like you have to win over.
Is that it?
That's the vibe I'm getting.
Okay, so he's like you have to work for him.
Yeah, you totally have to work for him.
Jason might seem like the guy you have to win over, but we just got some really big breaking news about one other of Becca's guys.
Yeah.
Amy, the producer, please take it over.
Okay, so I will read this because we may want to tell Colton, because obviously, spoiler alert, we already revealed that we have Colton.
Okay. And there's some inappropriate language, and there are children here, so plug your ears.
So we've all heard all of it before.
All right. So this says, last week there was mention of people not believing Colton is a virgin. I attended college at Illinois State with Colton, and my sorority sisters, Go Kayo, often hung out with Colton and his friends, the football team. I can say firsthand that Colton is, in fact, a virgin. I have multiple hilarious stories of girlfriends attempting to claim it and to prove this, including a time one of my girlfriends, she calls her out by name, says, and Colton knows well, so we should mention, says she lived next door to Colton. She drunkenly threw rocks at his windows for an hour.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
This is so juicy.
Ben's looking at us like, this is not amazing. This is totally what is it?
This is the worst.
Like a privacy invasion.
Yeah. We just said a girl's name.
They emailed it. They said we can, and they gave a phone number. They don't seem to be.
This is.
Yeah. Go Kayo. Kayo Omega.
Wait, sent us this.
Friend. And Colton knows well. It sounds like she proudly threw rocks at Colton's window for an hour at 2 a.m., hoping he would give in to her desires. We later learned that not only is Colton a virgin, but he didn't drink much, and he truly was focused on football.
What a terrible guy.
I know, he's like the greatest guy on the planet. That's what I'm saying. This guy, listen, they go on and on. Colton's goal was to get into the NFL. He rarely went out. The only times he hung out with everyone was at pregames, usually held in the football apartment he lived at. She was not close to Colton, but she can attest to the fact that he is one of, if not the sweetest and most genuine human being she has ever met. The rumors that Colton is on the show for the wrong reasons or searching for fame are just not who he is. He is a good-hearted guy who is well-liked by all. She would love the opportunity to speak to you, Ben, about this. And if there is any further information, we can call her right away. This is from...
Oh, wow. Yeah. I thought, I'm okay with this.
She makes it sound like you're not convinced that Colton's a good guy or something.
I know. I've never said that.
I know.
I liked Colton.
We've always liked Colton.
Yeah, but I thought that email was taking a different turn. That's why I wasn't okay with it at the beginning.
Right, but it was great.
I thought once the rocks were being thrown, I thought something was going
to
happen.
Man, and I wish I was such a sought-after virgin as Colton seems to be.
Yeah, were people ever throwing rocks at
never.
Your window? Where's Jared at when you need him? You know?
Jared!
Well, good for Colton. I mean, I don't think you and I have ever thought Colton wasn't genuine. And his, you know, moral choice to be a virgin or to not drink, good on him. Great. That's something to stand and be proud of. He's put a stake in the ground and said, I'm going to stand for something. But, you know, I have found it odd that it's became such a big storyline this season.
This is what I've been saying all week.
And you would know about this. What do you think about this? You would know firsthand how this feels.
Why is it always such a big deal? Like, why do people care if, like, you've never experienced that? Mm-hmm. Like, why does the general population care? I can understand why he has to tell Becca at this point because, you know, they're pretty far in. I think, like, in a regular relationship, you would have told the person you're dating that much, you know, that information at this point, because let's say it's 6 weeks in, right? You would have to have told them.
But I mean, so here's the thing. We have a sponsor.
Yeah.
I guarantee Colton's not an expert at finding out the breast sizes.
Breast sizes?
Isn't that what that says?
Well, it probably does. Yeah, it does say breast size.
All right.
It's very, very, specific way of saying things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought that's just what it said.
Well, Third Love is a bra company, and they're not just a regular bra company because they do help you identify your breast size and shape and find a style that fits your body. I will say, I didn't know that I was a 32 and a half B. I'm a half size, but only Third Love has half sizes. And my sister also realized through Third Love that she is also a half size.
Interesting.
A lot of women don't realize that they are half sizes, and thousands of women out in the world are not wearing the right size, and they're not showing off the girls the way they really should be.
I've always wondered that.
Because, like, it's either overpouring through the cup or they're just not high enough in the cup. Mm-hmm. But if they were to take Third Love's Fit Finder quiz, they would find their perfect size. They have cups from A through H. That's literally like every woman in the world, A through H. and they have bands up to 48. They're hands down the most comfortable bra you've ever owned. I have like three now, and they guarantee the perfect fit. And if there isn't a perfect fit, then you can return and exchange. It's easy, free. And you can just, you know, actually find your fit by taking the quiz again or talking to one of their helpful employees. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com. That is third, T-H-I-R-D, love.com/famous. Right now, so you can find the perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That is thirdlove.com/famous for 15% off today.
So next, our special spoiler alert. Colton is going to call in to this podcast. Before he does, though, Ashley.
Yes?
We got to fill in the listeners on what happened on this week's episode with this. So outside of Becca and Colton's relationship, mm-hmm. Becca sits down with some of her closest Bachelor Nation friends mm-hmm. to discuss life and love and happiness and everything good going on in her world today. But there is a storm a brewing, and somebody isn't happy, and it's Tia.
Yeah.
Why now? That's the question I want to ask you, Ashley, before Colton gets here.
I don't know,
Ben. Why now? And
we all knew that when we saw Tia just look at Colton in episode 3, that there was still something there, at least for her. She was like, oh, there he is. That's my crush. I like him. And then she waited and waited until he was final four. And then she was like, I got to say something. Or
we got to get we have to get Colton's side, because
got to get his side, because what if he was super annoyed by that move?
So good. All right. We're bringing Colton on now. Colton, are you out there?
Hey, how's it going?
Colton, it is good to talk to you, buddy.
Yeah, good to talk to you guys.
How you holding up? You all right?
Yeah, man, I'm doing good. Back in Denver, Colorado, in your stomping grounds.
Man, it's so for everybody listening, Colton and I have been able to meet up a couple of times. He's been great. He came to one of Generous Coffee's events and said hi and brought his family. I've been able to hang out with Colton a few times. Colton is everything that our juicy email said he was. Colton, before we start here, I want to fill you in. We got an email from one of your college friends. She's in a sorority.
What was her name, Amy?
Her name was she said, you know.
Uh-oh. That's not a good start, but
Well, she says you're wonderful and pure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Probably because I slept through every single house party my house threw in college. And I honestly, in college, I didn't really even get the college experience because I was so lame. So she's probably right on that.
I agree with you. I never got the college experience either because I was the exact same. I was like, I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to drink. Obviously, I'm not going to hook up with random people. So
right,
you and I are in the same boat in college.
Yeah, you guys stayed true to your ethics. We know that. Colton, we have a lot to break down with you. We just ask for complete honesty and transparency. We are going to dig deep because your storyline became one of the biggest, and also Ash and I both agree, one of the most confusing during this season of The Bachelorette. Colton, to start, how many times do you hang out with Tia?
One time for a weekend in LA.
Did you guys sleep in the same hotel room?
I got us an Airbnb.
Okay,
so, yes.
So it was a romantic getaway.
It was.
So how long were you talking to her before that?
I would say about a month, maybe a month and a half.
FaceTiming, texting. What was the
just
meeting?
Like it was more of like a casual text. So here's how it all started, because this has been twisted a couple of different times.
Yeah,
and
give
I'll
it
just
to
lay
us straight.
Out. Yeah. I'm gonna shoot it straight for you guys right here. So I went to casting weekend for The Bachelorette, and after leaving, they said, "Hey, we're releasing our girls this weekend. Take a look at them. Let us know your top three." So I sent my top three in, which between all three of us, it was Lauren, Becca, and Tia.
Those were the girls
just off of their headshots.
Right.
So it's very shallow, like whatever. It's just off of physical appearance right off the bat. So I sent those back to the casting, and I actually followed all three on Instagram. And Tia followed me back. And I wasn't expecting that, and I was sort of shy, and like I wasn't gonna DM her. I just, you know, it just is what it is. And I was watching Stranger Things about a week later, and I put it on my story, and she DM'd me commenting on Stranger Things. So we all got this all started off of her DMing me about Elle from Stranger Things, and we casually started talking on Instagram, exchanged numbers, started talking, FaceTimed, and the second day that I talked to her, I actually disclosed to her that I was, you know, a finalist for the show, and I was probably going on the show.
Okay, so the thing is, she had not been aired on TV yet, and if she had, it was maybe only a week by the time you guys... It wasn't even a week. No. You guys started talking in December, which is probably why she saw you started following her on Instagram, because if it was after December, then it should have just been overflowed with followers and wouldn't have seen you.
Right.
Okay.
So, okay, this is how you set up the start of your relationship. So then you decide to hang out. After leaving that weekend...
Having known that she didn't win The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts?
After leaving that weekend, the weekend was July 26th because we went there for my birthday.
You mean January?
January 26th.
I do that all the time. January and July, I always mix up.
I forget my birthday also.
I don't remember off the top of my head if was she off, was she home from that one?
Visually, like to the audience, no, she had not been eliminated yet.
Yeah, so as far as it goes, like, we had a good weekend. I set everything up. We went hiking at Runyon Canyon with rescue puppies, and we went out to a steak dinner. Like, I honestly planned it. It was a great date, great weekend. But I just left there, you know, knowing, like, she's going back to Arkansas. I'm going back to Denver. You know, we had somewhat of a spark, somewhat of a connection, but it just – there wasn't enough for me to say, like, hey, this is my person – I'm closing all my options out because I haven't had, you know, a lot of time in my life to date openly and like put myself out there. And the whole thing that she kept telling me during, she's like, I'm so excited for you. It's going to be such a great experience. You're going to have a blast. She was encouraging me the whole entire time we were talking. And she was very upfront with like, hey, if I get offered Bachelorette, just so you know, I'm doing it. And I said, hey, if I get offered going on The Bachelorette, I'm going. Like, we were very open and honest with each other because there just wasn't this, like, we weren't at that point of a relationship to be like, hey, you know, you're mine and I'm yours. It just wasn't there yet.
Do you think that maybe she was okay with having you go on The Bachelorette no matter who The Bachelorette was because there was possibly the idea of you guys reuniting in Paradise?
I don't know. I mean, that would be a question for her, but I think that, you know, in the back of her mind, she probably was looking at the odds and was like, there's no way, you know, he's gonna make it. So, you know, there's probably a good possibility that, you know, I'll see him again.
I don't know, Colton. Based on your face and personality, you're somebody that even I knew right off the bat when I interviewed you for Access that you were going to go far. If you got on the show, you were going to go far.
Well, to be honest with you, it was either I felt like I was going to go far or I was going to go home night one because Becca was going to recognize me.
Oh, from Tia? That's a good point. Ooh, what if she did? Ooh,
because actually, Becca casually saw me FaceTime Tia one weekend. While I was FaceTiming Tia, Tia was with Becca in Florida. So, like, I met her and Caroline via FaceTime very briefly. So, like, I knew that she knew. And Tia told me that she told those two girls, but that was it. Like, that was the extent of it.
That's so crazy. That's wild. But as you're saying, so all of this does get a little convoluted. It does get a little weird. Like, we are touching the surface of oddness here. But what you're saying is, if and tell me if I'm wrong, Colton, you and Tia connected via social media. You had something. You had a spark. You were interested. You knew that her possibility of being a Bachelorette was high. But you guys were interested in each other enough to at least take a weekend away to date, to have fun, to play around, to see where it went. When you left that weekend, you knew that you were still interested in Tia, and you knew she was still interested in you. Yet you also, the two of you, both knew that whatever was lying in your future was something you wanted to pursue, one, for the possibility of love, but two, because you just weren't sold yet that you were each other's persons. And why would you hold yourself back from a good opportunity when you don't know for certain? Am I right?
That's, you just hit it right. Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head with that.
Okay, so leading now, that's the pre-party to now Tia sitting down with Becca during this season of The Bachelorette and saying, I still have feelings for Colton. Was that shocking to you? Does that Does that make sense? I mean, for the fact that you've only spent a weekend together and you FaceTime and texted for a month, is it odd that Tia had strong enough feelings for you to voice those to Becca during the season?
I was blindsided. I was not expecting that at all. And I thought that I truly, every time I said, you know, I'm glad, you know, the Tia thing's in the past, because I thought it was in the past. I thought after we left that spa day, I mean, you guys know how, you know, cutting of it goes. You know, we spent, all three of us, you know, spent time talking to one another, and we got it all out there, and we, you know, we were all on the same page and moving forward with it. So it was a little shocking when I heard that she came back to talk to Becca.
Were you sad that your future with Becca was ended because of Tia?
You know, I don't know if we can completely say my future with Becca was ended 100% on Tia. I'm sure that that was a heavy portion of why my future with Becca was ended. So yeah, of course I was sad. I was disappointed. I was frustrated. I was pissed off. I had every emotion going through me at that time, and I didn't know how to process it. I mean, you guys watched the breakup. I was speechless. I had nothing to say because I was so caught off guard. And I even had the conversation with Chris Harrison saying, like, hey, what's going down in the fantasy suite? Because, you know, I can't wait to, you know, have this conversation, this alone time with Becca. I was already thinking next week.
Right.
Mm. Did they make you have that conversation with Chris Harrison, by the way?
I think it was a conversation that I did want to have with somebody at some point, and I was glad that I pulled Chris Harrison to talk about it, just because he's been in the game, you know, for a long time.
Colton, when did you stop talking to Tia? After that weekend, when did you say, okay, I've been officially casted, I think we need to put this to a halt?
I would say we text after that weekend, and it was more of just like on a friendship level of being like, you know, hey, how are you doing? Catching up. You know, we stayed in contact, stayed FaceTiming. I would say all the way up about 2 weeks before filming. And she, even then, like 2 days before filming, you know, she texted me, said, hey, good luck. Have a great time. I'm jealous that you're going to be around, you know, the producers again. Tell them, you know, like sort of being like, you know, hey, those are my friends too. So it was more of like a friendship relationship after that weekend.
It sounds like something I feel like I've probably been part of before. It's like you're hoping you're going to keep in touch because you're hoping that the guy is going to develop strong feelings for you, and you're also not going to hold him back from other opportunities because you know that that would sound ridiculously clingy, especially for the point of the relationship you were at.
Well, yeah, and I mean that's the thing, like with kids, I don't falter. I'm not mad at her. It was a little frustrating, and it was very confusing for me to have her come back and sort of play a part in my breakup, just because I was so focused on Becca that I wasn't even thinking about her. And that's sort of where, for me, it's like she has such strong feelings to come back and risk her friendship with Becca and risk her image to come pull me out of a relationship to try to pursue me. And I'm not even thinking about her. So like, that's where for me, I was just like confused. I was like, am I missing something? I mean, I felt like we were on completely different pages.
Why do you think she seemed okay week three, but then she came back a couple weeks later and was like, guess what? Not okay anymore. And then she was, I don't want to say it was lying, but maybe.
I think a part of it was, and a part of it was, she didn't want to like pull, like she knew the experience and she didn't want to pull me out of it. But I don't know. I mean, that's a good question for her. I mean, I think you could see when she sat down with the girls, like Caroline even said that she was, you know, texting her throughout the season. And I don't know that. So it was something that was on her mind constantly, but it wasn't on mine.
You know what? I have a theory. This happens. I think we all do it. She's trying to be the cool girl. Like she's trying to be
totally trying to be the cool
girl. Like, hey, I'm cool. I'm confident. I'm not the jealous person. Yeah. Colton, you go and have fun, do your thing. And then after some weeks, it started to mess with her a little bit. Social media is blowing up over this.
Yeah.
This is obviously controversial.
She said that she was taking a social media break this week because I think she's getting a lot of crap for coming back and saying this now and not saying it during week three. I have to say, I was watching with Jared and he was like, oh my God, I cannot believe this is happening. I can't believe she's doing this now. And I was like, I agree with you completely. And at the same time, I feel some sort of sympathy for her because I can actually feel the ache in her heart because she must have really liked you. And it is hard to watch the guy that you like dating another friend on the show. It's a whole different thing that we don't have to experience in real life, but you have to as part of the Bachelor family.
Yeah, but see, that's where, like, watching it for me, the confusion came in, because I spent, you know, I spent two months investing myself completely and fully into Becca and giving that relationship my all, and, you know, being true to who I was in the hard times too. I was stuff that I didn't really even want to talk about. I talked about it because I knew that would strengthen our relationship. So for me, that was where the confusion came in when Becca and I broke up. I was just sitting there, you know, like, what am I missing something with Becca and I's relationship that one conversation could, you know, sort of ruin what we had for 2 months.
Hey, Colton, we're going to pause there because I believe you are missing one thing in your life. At least I know you're missing one thing in your life, and that is Blue Apron.
I was wondering where you're going with this.
Skip meal planning and get straight to cooking with Blue Apron. Enjoy delicious meals that are great on the grill, like honey chipotle glazed chicken and poblano and lime rice. Add smoky depth to your dinner while enjoying the warm weather and getting those perfect grill marks with incredible ingredients and chef design recipes. Blue Apron lets you see the power of what food can do. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door that can be cooked in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and is designed by Blue Apron's in-home culinary team. Blue Apron offers 12 new recipes each week, and customers can pick 2, 3, or 4 recipes based on what best fits their schedules. Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. Colton, you look like a guy that eats no added...
I'm hungry now, Ben. Yeah. Let me tell you what.
You actually look like a guy that eats a lot of hormones.
Hey, you know, I go to the grocery store. Muscle. I look for added hormones to my chicken. Yeah. Not hormone-free. I look for added hormones.
So I don't know if this is actually for you, but it's for everybody else in the world. Blue Apron's a great. So go out this week. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free at blueapron.com/almostfamous. That's blueapron.com/almostfamous to get your first 3 meals free. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
All right, Colton, let's you wrestling with something over there?
Yeah, my bad.
Let's talk about something that only you and I can truly bond over.
Oh, yeah.
How was last week for you? Like, how weird was it that America was talking about your lack of experience in the bedroom?
Well, I don't know about your case exactly, but for me, I think there's only about six or seven people in my life that really knew 100% that I was a virgin before I went on that.
My dad didn't know. He didn't know for sure.
No, honestly, my dad didn't know. I think my mom had a good idea. I hinted. I'm very open with my mom when it comes to like that kind of. It sounds weird, but me and my mom have this weird relationship where we're more friends than we are like mother son. Mm-hmm. So I think she had a better idea, but that's not something, you know, that's not something you talk to your parents about. I mean, obviously they knew in high school and in college I didn't go out very often, and they knew that I never really brought a girl home. So they had an idea, but they didn't know it for a certain. So It's difficult, you know, going from six people knowing to about 6 million, and they all have something to say about it, whether it's good or bad.
So I didn't love the way it seemed to come across last week that like she had to take a break and think about it, and then the guys back at home were talking about it being a roadblock and like a reason to stop a romantic relationship from further developing. I definitely was pretty outspoken about last week, because it just seems like it's always like that. Nobody's ever like, oh yay, it's such a good thing, it's such a beautiful choice. How do you feel about that?
You know, I'll say this, with the guys who said that was the hardest part of watching it back, because when I hear that, like, that's what I've heard my whole life, so I start to believe that. So when I hear it's a roadblock
too.
When I hear when people say that, I start to believe that more. So for me to hear like people say, hey, it's a skeleton in your closet, it's like, well, why is that a skeleton? Like, why isn't that just part of who I am and what makes me me? Why does that have to be portrayed as like a bad thing? So that was hard for me to hear. As far as her getting up from the dinner table, I just want to go on record saying I did not feel disrespected when that happened. Mm-hmm. I understood like she wanted to compose herself and figure out exactly what she wanted to say, because she did understand how big of a moment that was for me to open up. And I think that she respected it enough to like gather her thoughts. I think it was more in a respectful way than it was a disrespectful way. And that's, I mean, I just wanted to clarify that too.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's good to hear. I just have to say one more thing about this. When I was just like you, I didn't tell anybody really, you know, just my best friends knew. And then I got to a point like around your age, like 26, where I was like cursing it because so many people were like telling me it was an unattractive quality. And it hurts.
Right. And like, that was a scary part too, is like, some of the guys, I don't know if it was on air or not, but they were just like, well, that's a big responsibility for somebody to take on.
That's what I always heard, the responsibility, quote, quote. I'm like, wow. Well, it was a decision that I made. So how about it's a decision I make when I feel right, the time is right.
See, I mean, and you and I could bond over this for days, because I'll tell you the other two frustrating things that get to me with the virginity is, just because you're a virgin doesn't mean you don't have any experience at all.
Thank you.
I mean, it's not like I'm not a – I consider myself a very romantic and sexual person, but it's just not to that point. I think that's people misread that and misjudge that. It's like, just because I haven't had sex doesn't mean I haven't done anything.
Right.
And I mean, I'll stop there for you guys.
I was the exact same way.
No, I was super interested, man.
No, yeah. I was in a very similar situation. And I'd always be like, just because you don't have sex doesn't mean you can't be sexy.
Right. Exactly.
You both are very, very good representations of that.
Well, I just have one more thing to say. Sorry, Ben.
No,
I'm taking this part over just because it's something that we seriously...
You guys talk about it.
You know, you're going to learn that it was a really awkward time to have that aired and to talk about it in front of the cameras and all that. But so many people are going to come up to you and say, thank you for making me feel more normal for my choice.
I've actually already had that happen to me twice. And I was in the Dominican at my brother's wedding, and people were on vacation, and they came up to me and said that they just watched it and they wanted to commend me for how brave it was and that they respected my decision. So it was really cool to actually experience that. I didn't even really get to see that episode until I got back, but people came up while they were on their vacations and told me that. So it was honestly really cool to hear that.
All the awkwardness is worth it when you get people to say that. And then you realize that there's so many other people in your boat out there, but we just don't talk about it very much.
Exactly.
We got to start talking. We have to start talking. And somebody did start talking to us. Colton, I want to read you an email from one of our listeners. Ashley and Colton, this is something I'd love you to kind of close this topic out on. But the title of it's Virgin Shaming. It's from Lane. We don't know how old Lane is. But anyways, it says, hello. I'm writing about tonight's Bachelorette episode. Tonight, Colton told Becca that he is a virgin. It really bothered me the way the other guys talked about him being a virgin as a burden that Becca will have to take on, and as it being the skeleton in the closet. That's a good point. I feel like we typically refer to the skeletons as the opposite scenario. Anyways, yeah. I know that both Ashley and Becca Tilly had openly talked on the show about being a virgin, and they were able to help a lot of girls relate to them and to stay strong in their personal decisions. Overall, the way the guys reacted and the way Becca immediately reacted by walking away bothered me. What do you guys think? Was it virgin shaming? In my mind, this is a personal decision that doesn't take away from a person's ability to be a good spouse. Both my husband and I saved ourselves from marriage, and it made everything that much more special. I love you guys and love your show. Aww. Lane.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I agree. It's a weird dichotomy, and it's very ironic that in typically in life, we talk about our skeletons in our closet as things we have done, not things we have not done. It's the experiences that we've participated in that maybe aren't healthy on our souls, that cause maybe a dark cloud over our life. But for you two and many others out there, this is something that you've personally chosen to eliminate those skeletons. So, hey, kudos to you. And also, Colton, before we say goodbye, do you thank you for being so open, so honest during this interview? I think it will open up a lot of people's eyes to the story. It will allow people not only to relate with you better and your story, but also Tia. I think I have more of an understanding of where Tia was coming from and why she talked to Becca. She just really likes you, dude. She really, really likes
she really
you.
Does. Yeah.
Can I say something, too? I think, you know, with her taking the break from social media, too, nobody deserves to get hated on for speaking their truth and speaking their mind. So the fact that she was, you know, that she was able to do that and have, you know, the courage to come up and actually speak her truth to Becca, I respect that 100%. So I just want to put that out there too, that, you know, I don't hold any hard feelings or any resentment there, because obviously I'm now able to watch the other three relationships and see that Becca is going to be taken care of.
Yeah. Well, just be careful, buddy, because there's going to be a lot more girls liking you and chasing down you
Throwing rocks at your window like they used to do in college.
Yeah. Well, I've had willpower for 26 years of my life. Another couple of years ain't going to hurt.
Well, that's right. Hey, well, speaking of willpower and speaking of great things, Colton, tell us about the Bacardi party on July 26th.
Yeah, so in San Diego at Mavericks in Pacific Beach, I'm hosting a party for my foundation. And I just want to invite everybody to come on out, have a good time. It's going to be Havana themed, so Cuban themed. Their Bacardi's going to have drinks out there. It's going to be a really good time. We're going to hang out and raise money for a good cause. I think that, you know, my foundation, the Legacy Foundation supporting cystic fibrosis, has been a passion for me for a lot of years. And I think that continuing to put effort into growing this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. So I just encourage everybody to come out if you're free on July 26th down in San Diego at Mavericks.
Why would people come? Like, I mean, outside of just being a part of a really good event and a really good foundation, why would people want to come hang out?
Because it's going to be, I think it's going to be a can't miss party of the summer. I don't party very often, and I'm preparing for this one. This is going to be a good one. And I'm going to have a couple of my friends there. So some surprise guests, making some stops by. So if you want to see some of your favorite Bachelor cast members, I think a few of them are going to stop by for me.
What does Pura Vida bracelets have to do with all this?
So Pura Vida bracelets, has been a sponsor of mine since I played with the San Diego Chargers. They've been helping out, 100% of the proceeds from my bracelet that they sell go back to my foundation. So every quarter they send my foundation a check that allows me to do the things that I'm able to do at the Children's Hospital. So Pura Vida and Bacardi came together with my Legacy Foundation, and we're hosting a huge party, and we're going to be handing out free bracelets and some drinks, and it's just going to be a good time to have a lot of fun.
Awesome, man. Well, we're wishing you the best. If anybody's out there listening and wants to see Colton, rub his shoulders. He's got big shoulders. go to Eventbrite for tickets. Colton, we appreciate you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. This has been great.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I look forward to meeting you in person, Ashley. And Ben, I'll see you around. All right, man?
Hey, I'll see you on Friday at Mental Law, actually.
Okay. I'll see you. I'll see you then.
Right. Bye.
See you, Colton.
All right. See you guys. Bye-bye.
Colton definitely works out.
Colton, we already met. He knows that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's weird. Just a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Good football player. Good, solid person. Next Bachelor?
I think he has a stronger chance than a couple of the others.
Tia go on the show if he's the next Bachelor?
I hope she learns her lesson by then.
Hey.
But then again, I'm the last person to talk about things like that.
Well, one thing I do know, I know Tia is a big fan of this. I believe she posts about it. If not, we're excited to watch her journey. But anyways, one of our most favorite sponsors, one of our most consistent sponsors, a sponsor that's been with us from the very beginning, FabFitFun, is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. This
like
is proven.
Over $300 this year. It's the summer.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the box yet.
It's nuts.
Is it worth it?
It's so good. And you know how last year I was talking about my favorite sunscreen that I discovered through the box?
That doesn't turn you blue or something?
That doesn't turn me purple.
Yeah, purple.
I found another sunscreen and I love it so much. I love it even more than the other one. Sorry. Sorry, but the coolest sunscreen is so good.
And it's in this box.
Yeah.
Oh, it's worth it. Okay. Use coupon code ALMOSTFAMOUS for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. The summer box is available now, and as Ashley was saying, it is worth it. So sign up now before they sell out. Some of the contents you can expect to see in the FabFitFun box: skincare from Kate Somerville, Dr. Brandt, and Juicy Beauty.
Dr. Brandt and Kate Somerville? Like, are you kidding me? That's expensive stuff.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What's Juicy Beauty? I like that name. Juice Beauty.
Juice. I think it's like beauty juice.
I need. That's.
There's a lot of things you need to drink in order to.
Oh, it's stuff you drink.
Yeah.
I thought it's stuff you rubbed on your body called beauty juice. Some of the contents of the current summer box: Summer and Rose beach towel, Tarte beauty products. Everybody out there
Tarte
listening,
also,
we
great brand.
We don't need to really sell FabFitFun anymore. Like, everybody knows the brand. They know it's proven. Mm-hmm. We've never had a negative review. People love the box. It's worth it. As Ashley said, you're always going to discover new products. As Ashley was saying, last summer she thought she found her non-purple skin lotion. This year,
it's a whole other game.
Yeah, even better. So if you're out there listening and you haven't ordered FabFitFun yet, you got to. The boxes sell out. If you don't already know about it, it's a seasonal box with full-size beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products. Their summer box is epic. Don't miss out because they sell out fast. Check out www.fabfitfun.com and use the code ALMOSTFAMOUS so you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99.
The biggest deal in the entire world.
Again, that's fabfitfun.com and use the code ALMOSTFAMOUS. You deserve to treat yourself. Yes, you do. So go to fabfitfun.com, use our code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save $10 off your box right now. Can't wait to look inside this box.
Yeah, it's so good. Gift them all to me, please.
All right, Ashley, it's time for the episode breakdown. We've kind of bounced around a little bit in this podcast, but that's because we had a special guest, Colton, that came on. Ashley, to start from the beginning, it's hometown week. I mean, we're getting the heat mm-hmm. of this. We're going to see love blossom or love go quickly away, but we've seen love now form with all four guys after this week's episode.
Yeah, they've all dropped the L-bomb.
Big deal. Who's hometown date impressed you the most?
Well, as far as activities, what I would like to do on my own hometown date, I would love to go eat buffalo wings with a boy. My mom always told me don't eat something as gross as that and like on a first date, but you know what? She's far deep with it with Jason, so I thought the buffalo wing date was really cute. And they went ice skating. It was just like a nice northeast homey cozy date.
It was I thought all of her hometown dates were very non-dramatic. Hometown week was nerve-wracking for me, but I felt like every one of her dates, yeah, there was like rough parts, and yes, the parents like quizzed her and siblings were there, but they were all very fair.
Yeah.
Right? You expect the mama to be a little mother bearish. You expect the dad to be a little aggressive and be like, don't hurt my son, and if you do, like, do it now and not later.
Colton's dad said.
But is that, you think this has to do with Becca's just that great?
Yeah, she's just like, I don't think there's anything that you really have to worry about with Becca.
My hometown's, man. I walked in and the dads were like, oh no, this sucks.
Well, you had it rough with one of them.
But
which one? The JoJo one.
And her brothers are actually really great. I've met them since then. Yeah, I don't know why they were so mean to me now.
Very nice.
That was so weird.
I know is, like, I was watching this episode. I was like, my mom would never be hard on The Bachelor. She would never have, like, a handsome boy like that walk in the house and then be like, are you going to break my daughter's heart? She would be like, there's a boy in the castle. There's this part of Beauty the Beast where there's a girl in the castle. And my mom always jokes, there's a boy in the castle.
She got so excited. So Becca's hometown dates, very non-dramatic. Blake opens up about some of his life experiences. Blake has been I want to get your so he has a tragic event at his high school growing up that rocked his world, and understandably so. He opens up about it. It gives us a better perspective of why Blake maybe grabs life by the horns and says, let's just live life to its fullest now. Blake has been with that included extremely open and vulnerable throughout this whole season. Is it to a fault? Meaning, you know, he talked about his family.
He could be a little overbearing.
Okay, a little overbearing.
He doesn't play the hard to get game whatsoever.
Okay, so do you think, because I think he just really loves her.
Oh, yeah, he really does. And she keeps saying that she loves him back without saying it directly.
So do you think she is just as much in love with Blake as he is with her?
I think he loves her a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I still think that she likes him or loves him. I think she loves him.
Is he the front runner?
I think so.
I believe so, too. Some of the people in the audience disagree. Some of the people in the room. Okay, everybody out there polling, is Blake the front runner? We got one thumbs up.
We got one yes.
Garrett.
We got one Garrett. Oh, we got three Garretts and one Blake.
Okay, Garrett is amazing.
Wait, you girls, why do you think that Garrett's so amazing? Come and speak. Come here.
Okay, I'm Bailey, and I'm 10. I'm almost 11, though, because... Yeah, okay. And I think Garrett, because he just be like a better dad, and like he's much more like homey sort of, and like everyone else is really like, I don't know, but that I think Garrett's the best.
He's homey.
Yeah, he's
okay,
homey.
Okay, I thought his hometown date was pretty homey.
All right, next. Hi Taylor, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
What's your age?
I'm 13. I think that Garrett was the best because I felt like they were the most comfortable with each other. like, as watching the other people, I feel like it was more tense. But I feel like with Garrett, she really opened up and he really opened up, and it just really worked together.
All right, next opinion. That next Garrett fan, Sarah.
So I'm Sarah, and I'm also 10. And I just like Garrett because I feel like they just, like, I don't know. I feel like they were better together than the other ones.
That's a great point.
They were just, like, kind of like someone said that he would be. Yeah.
Yeah, the chemistry.
Yeah.
You could see it in their eyes, huh?
Yeah, they were just nice together.
All right, Lauren, you were the non-Garrett fan.
Yeah, I'm a Blake fan because I feel, I don't know, I just felt a whole different vibe with him than all the other guys. And I think they just are a good fit for each other.
What kind of vibe are we talking here?
You could just tell, like you were saying, that she was indirectly saying that she loved him mm-hmm. as much as he loved her. Or maybe a little bit less, but...
I don't know, and let's talk about this. I don't know if I've seen a guy or a girl during The Bachelorette or Bachelor fall in love in what seems to be such a genuine and real way so quickly and so strongly than Blake has Rebecca. Am I off for this?
I totally agree with that.
Have you? How many years have you watched this show?
Five.
How old are you?
15.
So you're an expert. 16. You're an expert. You're 16.
Bit.
Congratulations. It's a big age.
Yeah.
It's a great age.
Yeah.
Okay. So am I off? Ashley, am I off with that?
No, because I keep thinking, wow, this guy spent so little time with her so far, but his feelings are so deep. Like, there must be something between
them. It's why I'm so worried for him.
I'm very concerned.
He's going to plummet if it doesn't work out.
I mean, this is real for him. This is the part of the show, though. Okay, so now we all take a step back. We've enjoyed watching the show. It's been entertaining. We've had fun seeing Becca navigate her way in this crazy journey we call The Bachelorette. We've seen her contestants come and go. We've had the crazies. We've had the normals. We've had love, and we've had breakups. Mm-hmm. But this is where, and you talk about it with anybody, this is where the show starts to really become real life. This show actually affects people in a positive and negative way who participate in the experience. And now we are saying that we're worried for Blake because he has real strong feelings in a world that doesn't cultivate the easiest of breakups. Mm-mm. There isn't a lot
there's
of
no closure.
There's never closure.
You can never say, okay, we'll break up, but can we have coffee and like
talk about it
like next week?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't talked to JoJo since really that day. I mean, we've met each other. We've seen each other at a couple iHeart festivals. We've said hi. We've been cordial. Mm-hmm. But we had no closure. She had no idea. Other than the fact that she's probably heard an interview or two, we would have no ability to talk about it. So we're worried for Blake. We're also worried for Garrett, and we're worried for Jason. But it just seems like Blake, this is going to either really, really make his life amazing or really, really hurt him.
Yeah, I feel like Jason will survive.
Okay, so... Let's.
Blake's been through so much.
Blake has been through a lot. You know what? I thought it was an interesting choice to have at first them go back to the high school, because I was like, his mom had an affair with his high school English teacher. Why are we going back to the high school?
But it all seemed good to go because they were all together. Did you notice that? His mom, the new husband, the dad. Was that what I thought it was?
Oh.
Yeah. I thought that was weird too. It's interesting. That whole thing. I mean, everybody goes through a lot, right? Blake has been through a lot, and we get that. But a lot of people in life go through a lot. I mean, Blake's situations maybe have been brought up on this show, so it's fresh and it's real. But let's, I'm sure Garrett has had his life story.
Garrett has had his,
Jason and Colton, they've all had their things. I just think, okay, so let's play this game real quick.
Oh, yay, game.
But before we get into the game, I also want to tease that to cap off this amazing episode of the Almost Famous podcast, we are actually going to be calling one of Becca's friends who were sitting in the room during the Tia and Becca conversation to talk about the Tia controversy. We are going to get her opinion here in just a few minutes. So make sure you tease on. But before we do it, let's play a little game.
What's the game? I didn't even know.
If Blake gets broken up with
and
he is so sad, like hurt, sad.
Yeah.
Does he sit in a good position to be the Bachelor, or is he too hurt to be the Bachelor?
This is the game, Ben.
What other game are we going to play on a Bachelor-focused podcast?
Okay, I think that's his
real only chance of becoming the Bachelor, because truly, as sweet and cutesy as Blake is, I don't think he has the mass appeal that you have, or that, like,
what is that? What is that? What are you talking?
I mean, like,
is it that
he doesn't? He's not super charming to me.
Okay,
he doesn't. Growing on me, though.
Really, yeah. I think he may be growing off of me. Blake might be growing off me.
Yeah. like a wart.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't find him to, like, have mass appeal as, like, ladies would be like, oh, I want to get with Blake. I think of all these remaining guys, or even, like, we'll just say the top four, I think, like, all of them are like, yeah, he's hot. I want to flirt with him. Mm. Like, how many girls are like, yeah, I really want to get with Blake? I could be totally mistaken, and I'm so sorry if I'm using my own, I'm projecting my own type of
man. I mean,
man.
That's why you're a host.
Okay.
Yeah. Your opinion is the only one that matters right now.
What do you think as a straight man?
Yeah. I think that.
Can we have another adult female? Hello. Come. Okay. Hi. Megan, whose house we're staying at right now, has an opinion.
Yeah, I like Blake. I really enjoyed watching the episode today with my daughters. It was a good time. And it's just, you know, she's got it down to a really good final few guys. And I think that she's really got her mindset and she's going to make a really good decision.
But what do we think of Blake? Like, if you were a single woman, would you want to get with Blake, or would you want to get with Garrett or Colton or Jason?
Not Colton. Sorry.
Oh, really? Why not?
No, I'm just going to go with the other two.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I like she chose all tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah.
And I just feel like there's the right guys for her, and I don't know. I feel like those two are better.
God, I'm going to get a ton of crap for this Blake thing. Amy, what's your feelings?
Colton's very young. Super sweet, but young. Blake is growing on me. I think that if you want a guy that likes you, Blake is your guy.
But I guess it's because we've always liked them.
We've always liked guys that are hard to get. Exactly. Like, so,
but now I'm great. I caught my man and he's mine forever.
Right, but now you like a guy that likes you.
That sounded so creepy.
So we're talking who should be the Bachelor.
Yeah.
Are you in it? Are you in the running, Ben?
I'm not in this conversation. This don't put me in a corner on my podcast.
Well, I have to say Garrett then. I guess Garrett would make a great Bachelor.
He'd be so Chris Soulsy.
I have a feeling. I have a really good feeling.
That it's going to be Blake.
That it's going to be Colton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you had secret talks with him?
No. I just have this, like, he has the appeal. He has the fan. It matters how he navigates this Tia situation post this elimination. Now, if he starts dating Tia now, which we don't know, then this could blow up. But for right now, all we know is that Colton has left the show because of an interference by none other than Tia. And we are lucky enough to have one of Tia's best friends, closest confidants, a former Bachelor contestant who sat in the room during this conversation, Caroline. But first, Sugar Bear Hair. Ashley, tell them about clean, healthy, glowing hair.
Well, we see Becca and Tia. They play with their hair so much during that conversation. I was a little distracted. I was like, girls, we know you have good hair and you're probably using Sugar Bear Hair. Strong, shiny hair is very important when it comes to beauty. What celebrity do you think of when you think of great hair, Ben?
Ryan Reynolds.
Really?
Yeah.
He does have good hair. Well, I wonder if he uses it. I'm not really 100% sure. J-Lo has always had great hair. You can bet that they are using Sugar Bear Hair. They taste so good. I wish I could have more than two a day, but you can't have more than two a day. It tastes like candy, but it's made with the juice of real berries, and it contains everything you need for stronger, healthier hair. The nutrients in Sugar Bear Hair also helps your nails and your skin quality over time. So if you want to join all the Bachelor Nation girls and get some Sugar Bear Hair, strengthen your hair, let it grow, let it be strong and shiny and beautiful, go to sugarbearhair.com/almostfamous. And there's no code. You're just going to go to sugarbearhair.com/almostfamous. sugarbearhair.com/almostfamous.
All right, Caroline, are you out there?
I'm here.
Caroline, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast.
Thanks for having me back. Good to talk to you guys.
We have so much to talk to you about.
Tell us what happened for reals when Tia came to confess her lingering feelings for Colton to Becca.
Oh my God. It's all hard. It's weird. Cause, I'm close with everybody here. So it was a weird place for me to be put in. So it wasn't really my story to tell. All I could do was try and advise people to, do the right thing and tell all the right things.
Okay. So here's everybody's confusion is right now. Caroline, in your opinion, what was the right thing?
I knew that Tia made the wrong move in the beginning, but I don't think Tia really. Oh, that's hard. All right. Okay. So the thing is like, I knew about Colton back in January when the girls came for the girls trip, and then Becca's like crying about Ari. And, I'm like, who is this cute boy that you're FaceTiming, Tia? And everything just kind of like fell apart because for whatever reason. But it was very obvious to me that Tia, as much as she wanted to believe she was over Colton, that she wasn't. But I don't think she believed it herself. So she was like, yeah, go for it. And I was like, this is a mistake. And I tried to actually slip I tried to slip a note into Becca's bag. And the producers, they were like, wouldn't let me out of their sight.
What did the note say?
just kind of like giving Becca a heads up that I think it wasn't my place to be like, hey guys, like, no, Tia, I think you still love Colton, even though you don't think you love Colton. And love obviously is just like, but you know what I mean? I had to sit back and like, let it run its course. And that's a hard place to be in when you care about both of these people so much. And I tried to slip the note in the bag and tried to be like, hey, probably let Colton go. And I didn't get that opportunity. And I told Tia it needed to come from her. She couldn't be the one to have it like all come out and have it come out and, you know, seem like she was being sneaky. I don't think Tia knew what she wanted. And I think we've all been in that point in the relationship where you're like, I don't know what the hell I want. It's very confusing. And then you add all of this bachelor world into it, and it's a confusing place to be. But I think the timing was really bad.
Okay, so we can obviously tell that this puts you in a really difficult position. I mean, like you said.
Yeah, it's a rock and a hard place for me.
It is, and we understand that. So here is my argument against you. And let's just talk it out here. You think that Becca should have got rid of Colton. What if Colton was really into Becca and didn't want to go home?
Okay, but the thing is that I know how our friendship is. And so me, Becca, and Tia are very close.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that if before anything even started, I feel like it's probably better to get rid of Colton before things got going.
Because Tia liked Colton. Or what was your reason?
But so Tia says she didn't like Colton, and I'm like, I don't believe you.
Was Tia just trying to be the cool girl and being like, I'm not going to act like I have such strong feelings for this?
Yes, that's exactly. Yeah, and so, you know what I mean? It's like, we've all been there. Like, no, it's fine. Go on the show. Everything's fine. Like, I'm cool. Like, that's exactly what it was. She's being the cool girl, and I don't think she was being honest with herself about her feelings, and...
I have a problem with this because the idea and a lot of people out there on social media are saying, like, you know, they're criticizing Tia, they're criticizing the situation. And I understand that Tia had to say something. She needed to say something. It was on her heart. I don't blame her for that. But why do the consequences fall on Colton for Tia liking him? Okay, so Colton at this point has admitted, hey, I'm not into Tia. It didn't work out. I'm into you, Becca. He's still at this point claiming that he's into Becca, vocalizing that he's into Becca. We just had him on the podcast a little bit ago. He was saying that he's into Becca. So why would Becca get rid of Colton when he's not interested in Tia? Tia might be interested in him, and Becca's interested in Colton.
Because that's the kind of friend that Becca is. She's not going to jeopardize her friendship with someone, like, as people don't see, like, what goes on, like, outside of the show, like, people are like, your friendship is fake, you guys, like, we're all, like, just dating the same guy. It's like, well, yeah, we met that way, but we stay in touch and talk almost every day. And at the end of the day, as much as, like, I think Colton's a great guy, and, like, Colton has become one of, like, I consider him, like, a bro to me. Like, he's, like, a good guy friend now. But, like, at the end of the day, I think she felt – it was very obvious to me from the our first spa date visit that she felt strongly about someone else. And I think, you know, we'll see that play out.
Okay. So you're – okay. This makes more sense. This is what I was getting on. Now I'm understanding. You're saying that at this point you pretty much knew, based on your experience with Becca, that she was probably not into Colton as her future husband.
Right.
Okay, because so, this is so where I just – it's with, great that with, she's a great friend. Awesome that she's a great friend. Really loyal to her friends. But if she thought Colton was her husband, I would think it would be very odd for her
exactly.
to get rid of him. Okay.
Right. But so – but with girl code and with the way – I mean, her face on the first – so I went in for two episodes. I was there for the spa date and then, you know, for our girl chat here after hometowns. And the way that her face lit up on that spa date when she talked about two specific guys, I hadn't seen her face light up like that before. And then when I saw her again, her face lit up about that same way still. So I think the way she felt about someone, I think that plus the girl code, it was just like a, hey, Colton, it's time to go home.
Are you insinuating that she had stronger feelings for guys other than Colton and that it wasn't a big deal if she were to ask Colton?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. It was obvious to me the whole time, even from the beginning, who she felt strongly about. You know, sometimes you just have that magic with people. And
that makes sense now. Now that this is clearing everything up.
Yeah, so it wasn't like Colton was the love of her life, and then she was like, but no, my friendship with Tia. Like, if that was the case, then you find a way to work through it. But Colton was not the love of her life. And so, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it really came down to. You can't be a polygamist and have all of them. You have to pick one. So,
except for a lot of this episode, or a lot of this season, you can pick a couple at a time.
Yeah, you know what? It sounds like it's going to be fun, but I just feel like it's a lot. You got your hands full over there. So,
okay, to close this out, let's play a little game. We've played a couple of games this podcast.
They're not really games when it comes to Ben, but it's all good.
If you're the Bachelorette, you have the final four guys here, and you're sitting there in Becca's shoes, and Tia comes to you. Do you send Colton home?
Based on the way that I know that she felt about someone else.
Yes.
And if I was feeling that way about someone else, absolutely.
Okay. Now.
And the thing is I know for a fact that her number one and her number two spot lit her up like a Christmas tree.
Okay.
Like there were two guys that she spoke about and she spoke about them highly the whole time. And when she spoke about them, the girl lit up like Christmas. And there's something in her body language that doesn't matter whatever even if Tia was never in the Colton equation, Colton would have gone home when he went home.
Interesting.
Because there was two other guys that when she spoke about lit her up like a Christmas tree. So
who would be your final? Okay, in order, we've asked this question earlier. You're in Becca's shoes. Who would be your final guy? And let's rank them in order. And then next, who do you think the next Bachelor will be? If we're saying for the sake of this game, all the guys have gone home. That we're just saying that Becca eliminates every single guy left from Colton to Garrett to Blake to Jason. Just say they all have gone home. Who would be the next Bachelor in your eyes?
The next Bachelor.
A lot of anticipation.
I mean, I don't know. I've heard a lot of people throw Wills' name around.
What?
Is that
because you're friends with Wills?
No, I've only met him once.
So Wills would be a dark horse, right? I mean, he went home how many weeks ago? Like four weeks ago?
Can I tell you a secret?
Well, yes, a secret that you're gonna share
watched,
with 20.
I haven't watched any of this season.
Oh wow, Caroline.
Wait, how is that?
Yeah.
You haven't caught up because you were somewhere else.
No.
Yeah, so I kind of got a little far behind, and now I have to sit down and binge watch, but I've been a little busy, so I'm a little far behind. So, I mean, I want to say who I think would be a good person, but I think it could also give away the finale, so you guys are going to have to phone a friend on that one, not this friend.
Okay, well, I would like to ask you just one more question before, because I feel like I'm going to get crap because I said that Blake may not be charismatic enough to be the next Bachelor, or he may not have a huge... He may be very cute and adorable, but maybe not like...
Did you watch my season of The Bachelor?
Oh, yeah, well, I don't want to redo that.
I mean, granted, I haven't really seen much of Blake, but can it really be that bad?
I don't think it's bad. I think the guy is very, very likable. Ashley's saying he doesn't have the
it
factor.
I thought he was cute. The few clips I saw on the World Wide Web.
But you know what? I guess you have to say how many Bachelors have the it factor. Because like even like Chris Soules and Brad Womack, they're like all very vanilla, but they fit the role because the girls bring the drama.
That's true. Yeah. Well, yeah. And I don't even know if... I don't know if we can even count Blake into the equation for being the Bachelor. So
we don't either, but it's part of the game. This has been, Caroline, thank you for coming on and being honest about this. I know this is not easy. I know this situation
puts
you in a weird place.
It's hard. And I was actually sweating before you guys called because these are two of my really good friends and it is a weird place to be, but,
we'll take a cold shower now. It's all over.
But just a word to people listening, be nice to Tia. Honestly, we've all been in a place where we didn't know what our heart wanted and it's messy. So people, she's taking a social media cleanse this week. Just because I know it's not going to be easy on her, but
it's probably for the best. So. Probably for the best. Yeah. But hey, yeah, listeners out there, we have nice listeners. They're not mean. They're just mean to us. So it's fine.
Being kind is cool. Be nice, guys.
Hey, Caroline, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
All right. Good talking to you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Bye.
Bye.
Ashley, to close out the podcast, I got a couple things I want to talk about.
Okay.
One is for everybody out there listening, you got to look up. I did karaoke with Rascal Flatts at this tournament this week.
Okay, you're so cool.
Well, thank you. But it was really, really, really exciting. Again, I want to thank the ACC or American Century Championship for letting me come out here and play. It's been a blast. Ashley, thanks for coming out and watch and bringing your beautiful fiance Jared. This week, July 19th, my lip sync battle airs. Please go check it out. It's going to be fantastic.
It's really great. What day of the week is that?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Let's figure it out.
July 19th is, for all the people listening, that's in, oh, geez. The week is flying by. That's a Thursday. So this Thursday, make sure you check out Lip Sync Battle. Myself and Rachel Lindsay go head-to-head in a dance-off. It's pretty great.
Damn. It's going to be so good.
Ashley, it's been a great podcast.
I've been Ashley.
And I've been Ben.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.